She'd come and wash all day long, once a week. And back in those days, the girls wore midi blouses and skirts, and the skirts would be pleated, and those skirts had to be starched and ironed, and it'd take you an hour or two to iron one skirt.
How did you iron?
Well, we had flat irons. We would heat them on the stove in the kitchen and iron with a flat iron. That was before we had electric irons. But we were happy back in those days. I think we were a lot happier then than the young people are today.
Why? What do you think is the reason?
Because we were kept busy. We had something to do. And today, children, they're bored. They don't have enough to keep them busy.
So you think they look for things to do and then they get in trouble?
That's right. I sure do. Because back then, we didn't have time to get in trouble. We had too much.
What did you do for fun as young teenagers then?
Well, we would have church socials. And that's just about all that we had. And we were anxious then. We'd meet once a week or once a month for these church socials, and we looked forward to them and enjoyed them. But now, kids have got to be doing something every day and every night.
When you were dating, what type of places did you go on a date?
Well, when I started dating, we had a little picture show here, and we would go to the picture show, and then at the picture show, we'd go to the drugstore and have an ice cream, come home.
You walk on your date?
No. I was 18 or 20 years old before I ever dated. And at that time, my boyfriend's father had a car, but it had no sides or anything to it. It was just an open car. But we'd wrap up and go to the show in it. And then he'd bring me home.
Well, is there anything else that you can think of that you would like to share with us?
No, I can't think of anything else.
Well, I appreciate you talking with us, and I know with your sore throat it's been an effort, but I'm sure that we will be able to understand what's been said, and I thank you.
Goodbye.